You're listening to SBS News.
It's a record no coronavirus patient wants to hold. A 56-year-old man has become Turkey's longest continuously infected individual, testing positive to COVID-19 for 14 months straight. Muzaffer Kayasan, who suffers from leukemia, says he thought the COVID-19 diagnosis would mean the end of his life.
Yani anlatması çok zor.
This is very difficult to explain. Can you imagine? You have just witnessed. I see my children through the window. Is there anything beyond this? Not really. Therefore, God forbids anyone else to go through this. I'm going through very difficult times.
Allah kimsenin başına vermesin. Bayağı bir zor bir süreç geçiriyorum.
Doctors say his 78 positive test results could be due to his weakened immune system. Elsewhere in Europe, coronavirus cases have dropped slightly in Germany, where authorities are planning to ease restrictions. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and the heads of states are due to discuss the next phase of the pandemic on Wednesday.
Liberté! 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 Liberté!
Protesters also gathered in Brussels chanting liberty and resistance, but their campaign against coronavirus rules fizzled amid the backdrop of a strong police presence. The protests have been steady in Canada, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau plans to invoke special measures to deal with the shutdown of border crossings. Under the Emergency Act, the federal government can override provinces and authorise powers to ensure security and safety during national crises.
The scope of these measures will be time-limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonable and proportionate to the threats they are meant to address.
Canada has announced from February 17th it'll remove capacity limits except for theatres, sporting events and concerts. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says further steps will be taken in March, including removing the need to show proof of vaccination for all settings.
And what we have learned over the pandemic, we will need to keep masking in place for just a little bit longer. This is an important layer of protection that will allow us to proceed with our reopening plan safely.
Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, has also tested positive to COVID-19 after Prince Charles became infected for the second time. And later this month, Australian-based New Zealanders will be able to skip quarantine and self-isolate in a household. The quarantine won't apply to New Zealanders who travel home from Australia, and exercise will be permitted. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.